The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. It's Thursday, January 16th, and our guest today is a retired professor, University of Missouri, Mel Zelenik. Good to have
Hi, Paul.
You here.
Great seeing you again.
And Happy New Year to
Happy New Year to you as well.
Now, when you were a professor, you used to teach home economics, you taught real estate, you taught...
I taught consumer protection.
Consumer protection.
And I taught a class called consumer economics that we changed into a class called consumer as entrepreneur.
Yeah. And today we're going to talk about entrepreneurship.
Yes. Now, in that class, we covered basically we had three required books. One, of course, was my infamous textbook.
Yeah. You're the one that you wrote.
Yeah. The second one.
Is that still on the market, by the way?
It is. But actually, I have a co-author now. And I'm not certain it's going to be revised anymore. So
okay. That
may die. But that's still, I think, in discussion stages with the publisher. The second book was the greatest investment book you'll ever read. Now, the consumer economics book basically was a lot of the stuff that we've covered over the years on the show. Buy and ship techniques, how to protect yourself as a consumer, wise deals in the marketplace, travel tips, and so forth. So that was a very practical, easy read. The second book that I required was The Greatest Investment Book You'll Ever Read, and that was by Dan Solon. And we've talked about that a number of times. That's one that I gave you a copy of many years ago, and I'm sure you've read it.
I've read it, cover to cover. And then the other one is Rich Dad.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I almost never talk about this on the air. I think we've only mentioned it in passing once. And yet this happens to be my favorite book.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And it's been around since 1998. It's sold approximately 30 million copies already. And so it's been a number one bestseller for many, many years. But it's a very, very easy read, but it's difficult to understand because the mindset of it is so much different from what we were told. A matter of fact, I thought about this because my son-in-law and I were chatting about Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and he mentioned that he never had this kind of exposure in his classes in the college that he went to.
So what is the information in this book that is so different from what the way we think?
Well, let me just give you basically five of the lessons that are in here. And it seems very easy, but I'm going to ask you to explain them. Know the difference between an asset and a liability, and then buy assets. That's what Kiyosaki says will make you financially independent.
So again, this is in Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Know the difference between an asset and a liability, and then buy assets. And that's how you become financially independent. That's one way.
What is the difference between an asset and a liability?
Well, you tell me. That's a question.
Well, with an asset, when I do a report on my personal finances, it'll show my assets and it'll show my liabilities. Basically, the liabilities are what I owe money on. The assets are, say, what I'm worth. What I own is worth a certain amount.
Okay, then we're going to bring up the controversial part of this. What about your home, your personal residence? Is that an asset or a liability?
Well, I think of it as an asset.
Well, it's an asset on your net worth statement.
Right, it is. But
yours is negative net worth.
I guess it could also be a liability if you owe a lot of money on it, or if you owe more than it's worth.
Well, but he would even say it's a lie. It's not an asset, and he might suggest it's a liability. And here's why. He defines asset, and it's a very simple way to define this. An asset puts money in your pocket. A liability takes money out of your pocket. So therefore, for example, with a house, he would say that's an asset. I mean, that's a liability.
Because you're having to continuously pay to keep that house going.
Correct.
Okay, but if you own a piece of land and you're renting that land, that would be an asset. Because
as long as it's putting more money in your pocket, basically, than it's taking out of your pocket, that's an asset.
That's an asset.
That's a great way to look at it, Paul.
Okay. But a house, even if the house is paid off, it's still considered a liability.
He would consider it a liability. That clearly, I think, is debatable in that specific instance.
Right.
But he doesn't. He would say it's a liability.
We only got 3 minutes left.
Okay, number two. We've talked about this in a different way, but pay yourself first. He said, pay your bills last, is what Kiyosaki says. Don't even worry about your bills. Pay those last.
Well, you
got
to worry about your bills. But when he says pay yourself first, that's taking a certain amount of money each month and putting it away for you.
First.
And then you pay everything else. But you can't let those bills go. You've got to pay those bills.
Well, but you tell me, will you let your bills go with that mindset?
No, I would never let my bills go.
Okay, and that's the point. So it might be you're putting away 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%, 100% of your income. And you could do that if...
Well, there's no way you could put away 100% of your income.
Well,
you've got to eat.
If you're a married couple, for example, and... one person's income can go into the bank account. And then rule number three, if you will, understand the three kinds of income. The income that we always think of is earned income, and that basically you get from a job.
Right.
And Kiyosaki says that's the worst kind of income to have. It's highly taxed, and you have to work hard for it.
Passive income would be the best income to have.
Passive income is the best one. Portfolio income is the second type, and that's for investments like mutual funds, stocks, bonds, and so forth.
Explain, Mel, we're running out of time here, but explain what passive income is.
One example of passive income would be a business where you're not required to be there. Your presence, in other words, it's managed by other people. You're making money. And I used to tell my students, think of it as every second of the day, you're making money and you don't need to be there anymore.
That's passive
income. Now, that's
income.
Hard work, and it's not an easy fix, obviously. But that's where he suggests, and frankly, I suggest you should try and be. Royalties are another situation where, you know, you do the work, but then after that, for years and years and years,
you're getting that's what performers.
Performers are the great.
Performers, they've done something, and then it's running for years, and they get royalties on it. And we're out of time, Mel.
Oh my
but
gosh!
We did. Rich Dad, Poor Dad is a book to read.
It's in the public library. Audio tapes on it. It's ideal for teenagers and young adults.
All right. Mel Zelenik, and for more information, Mel, the website?
Well, it's Cruz. Contact me at cruz@centurytel.net.
All right. Happy New Year to you, Mel.
Thanks.
Zelenik. Good
Thanks,
having
Paul.
You here. Tomorrow, Joan Stack, State Historical Society. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA, but actually Pat's not here today. It's Kyle Felling. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser, floor director, Sifan O'Young. Bye-bye.